During her exile, the artist moved to Russia, where she painted the Countess Golovina, a lady-in-waiting to the imperial court. According to Vigée Le Brun,
she was a charming woman full of wit and talent. She drew very well and composed charming ballads, which she sang while accompanying herself on the piano. In addition, she was always on the lookout for the literary news from Europe, which I believe was known at her house as soon as it was in Paris.
Curator Catherine Becher.
She has a very lively, engaging face, and there is a suggestion of movement. And one might say that it's not only the movement of her body, but perhaps a little bit the movement of her lively mind.
The composition of the painting represents a departure for the artist.
This portrait is marked in several ways. First, by the strict hexagonal shape that Vigée Le Brun has chosen, which is rather unusual. And second, by a bar of light, which cuts the picture quite in half across the middle, and by the extraordinary pose of this lady. Vigée Le Brun's sitters, when standing, always appear to be in motion.
Vigée Le Brun dressed her subject, as she often did, in a dramatic red shawl.
It cannot be said what she's wearing, other than a very large red shawl, which is decorated with gold borders and palmettes, and which may well be something that Vigée Le Brun herself carried around with her, because many sitters are shown in this same garment.